Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, Stromer? Good morning.
Not much. How are you guys doing today?
We are doing well.
Stromer, I'm just going to get it out of the way. Do you realize this is the biggest game of your career?
BGOTY. We like to shorten it, yeah.
I mean, because you haven't played in the playoffs yet, correct?
No, correct. I played in the bubble playoffs, so technically no.
Okay. This is the biggest game of your career right now, tonight.
No, the last 15 of it, each one, or maybe 10, I should say. Ooh. They've all been pretty big.
So. I'm just saying, but each one, based on the result, they just get bigger and bigger. I guess that's my point.
Yeah.
It's like the playoffs.
So
it's
tomorrow night's the new biggest game of my career.
Correct. You're right. That's 100%. Yeah.
Right. I mean, are you guys approaching it like you're in the playoffs right now? Like, you know what I mean? Like everything's a playoff game, essentially?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, especially at home, it just feels like, you know, like it feels like they're, you know, they're even bigger. Obviously, you know, you're not expected to win every game on the road. It's nice to win games on the road, and that's how you have a good season. But I think, you know, you can't be losing games at home. We obviously lost last one to Boston in a shootout when we should have won in overtime. We had that power play, and you know those games hurt. You can see in the standing. So obviously playing against Pittsburgh tonight, a big rivalry game, and when it's at home, it means even more. So we're ready to go. Everyone's excited. We know how big of a game it is, and we're fired up.
Stromer, does any rivalry game that you've been a part of before you were here in Washington, earlier in your career, I can't really even mention Arizona. They don't really have any rivals. But when you were with the Blackhawks, like Blackhawks-Red Wings, that's a big rivalry. Does that compare to Penn's Caps? Is it like in the same stratosphere, in your opinion?
It was a little different. I mean, like, I would say Blackhawks-Red Wings, yes, but since they're not in the same division anymore, they're in totally different conferences. It's not as big. I think more Blackhawks and Blues was a bigger rivalry. Or Blackhawks and Wild. I know that was a pretty big one too. So, but I don't think that compares really to this this magnitude. I think the amount of playoff series that have been against these two teams with the, you know, the superstars that each team has, I think it kind of separates itself as obviously a huge rivalry. You know, I think of like Rangers, Islanders, or Leafs, Montreal, Boston, Montreal, things like that, where I feel like this is kind of like the newer age since Crosby and Ovi have been going head to head. So it's fun to play in. I've got a little taste of it last year and how big of a game it was when we played against them last year, and then we beat them pretty good last time. So I know they're going to be pretty pissed off and ready to go tonight. So you know, it's a huge game for us.
Yeah, you mentioned the rivalry between Ovi and Sid. And, you know, we don't know how many more of these we're going to get. These guys are getting toward in the twilight of their careers. So that's just obviously the biggest subplot of Pens Caps, or I should say Caps Pens. I don't know why I would put Pens before the Caps. Caps Pens is Ovi and Sid matching up again.
Yeah, and obviously they played, like I said before, they have numerous playoff series against each other, and I think I saw something that every time one of them beat the other one in the playoffs, that team went on to win the cup. So, that's pretty telling right there how big of a series it is. I think, you know, obviously those two guys have had, you know, the two best careers in the last 20 years. I don't think that's not really a secret. I think, you know, they've both done things that – not many people are going to do for a very, very long time, especially, you know, two franchises that, you know, kind of needed that star player to come in. Obviously, the Penguins had Mario, but, you know, when Crosby came in, their you know, whole rink was, they talked about maybe they might have to move or whatever it was, and they won the lottery the year after the lockout. So, you know, it's kind of a crazy story, but no, it's cool to be a part of the latter stages of it, and you know, hopefully we can write you know, somewhat of a new chapter tonight.
Stromer, were you surprised to see the highlight of the Rangers Devils game where they drop the puck and then everybody drops the gloves two seconds in, and like, if you're out there, you just know what's going down, or you just like in the back of your head, because you're not a fighter. Like, are you just like, oh man, I gotta fight this dude? I don't want to fight.
How did that start?
There was bad blood because somebody made a run at, I believe it was Jonas Siegenthaler from the Devils about a month ago.
Right.
And they got back on the ice. And
so they talked about it pregame. They said, we're going to go out.
Some sort of indicator that everybody was going to be dropping the gloves. Have you ever been a part of anything like that previously in your career?
No, not as much as like a 5-on-5 line, though. But that one was brewing for a while just because because that Rempe hit Bastion 2 games ago, okay. And then so last game he didn't fight against McDermott, who's the new tough guy that the Devils got. And then that Rempe hit Siegenthaler that next game. So then this was just brewing for a while, and then the road team has to submit their lineup first. And when the road team starts their fourth line, I don't think it gave Laviolette much of a choice. He had to start his fourth line, and then I think it's just in the heat of the moment. I think. You know, when three guys start dropping the gloves, I think the other two are just, you know, I guess they just follow along, and it made for some pretty good television, I think. I know a lot of the older guys on the Rangers were, you know, or on the Devils, sorry, were kind of, you know, giving, you know, Rempe some, you know, some props for, you know, standing up for, you know, for what he did. And I think they had a lot of respect for him for that, because I think after the last game, they didn't have that. So I think, I think, you know, obviously nothing bad happened. There was one more fight in the game, and it was a pretty good hockey game. So that's part of hockey, and sometimes it happens.
So you mentioned a tough guy. Like, there's fewer and fewer of the enforcers or goons, as they used to be called back in the day, like a fourth liner that, like, couldn't really skate, didn't have much skill. Like, most of those guys are out of the game now, right? Like, there aren't that many guys that are just out there to fight and to be tough enforcer guys, or am I mistaken on that?
No, I think you're right. I think that, you know, most teams are going with four lines that, you know, either they got to have some sort of role on the team. Like, you know, it's pretty tough to have four lines that, you know, score consistently in the NHL. But I don't think it's crazy to say that, you know, all four lines on our team, especially, you know, do something different for the team. Like, there's not many fourth lines that are consistently playing against other teams' first line like ours does. I would say that the, you know, that kind of tough guy role is, you know, slowly diminishing. But I think when you have a guy like on our team, like Willie, that just shows how much of a, you know, a kind of a unicorn he is. Just, you know, not many guys want to fight him. He doesn't have to fight often. And when he does, it's you know, it's obviously for a reason. And you know, he's still scoring 20 goals and just signed a, you know, pretty lucrative contract. So I think when you have guys like that, I think that can do both. That's why I'm very happy, like I said before on the show, that I'm very happy he's on my team.
Yeah. All right, so you guys have done pretty well against the Pens this year. I think you guys have beaten them twice and smoked them the last time, I'm pretty sure. And this is a big one, obviously, and now they're kind of in the mix for that last wild card spot. So just talk about how you guys have played against Pittsburgh and what's the key tonight.
Yeah, well, the first game of the year, they smoked us 4-0 in our rink, and I don't think we forgot about that. We won the next two times in their rink, and obviously to go 3-1 would be pretty good against them. So, you know, I think we're excited, we're ready, they're playing pretty good. We've had a couple games slide here, obviously not a great game against Buffalo 2 nights ago, so we'll be ready to go, and you know, we know how big of a game it is. No, for us, you know, it feels like they've been big for the last, like I said, 2 or 3 weeks ever since that kind of Seattle game where we kind of turned things around. So, you know, everyone's excited. It's going to be, you know, I'm sure a loud crowd. We'll be ready to go. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. And hopefully we can, you know, get a couple extra points and get up to 84 and, you know, kind of leave some teams in our rear view with this win.
Stromer, no pressure, but as Jason said, it's only the biggest game of your career.
It's going to be a playoff atmosphere tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next week. Best of luck tonight, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Okay, so I'm I misread the schedule. So they did lose to Pittsburgh opening game of the year.
Right.
4-0. But they beat them 4-3 and 6-0 the last two. So.
Love it. Love that. That was Dylan Strome, brought to you by C.D. Shanahan's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.